Hi, I'm Carissa Powell.
Hey, it's Tara Coleman.
Tara, have you ever been Zoom bombed before?
Unfortunately, I have. It was not a good experience.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Would you like to share your story with our listeners?
Yeah, my university has had a local conference called KS Unite, a diversity conference where people can talk about how we can make our space better. And this year, we had a really amazing lineup of speakers. And because of COVID, it was all online for the first time. And we unfortunately had a student on campus who organized a hateful, racist, sexist, homophobic Zoom bombing event that started shortly after our keynote speakers started, and then with all of our breakout rooms. And it was pretty awful. It was so bad that we actually didn't release the recording of the event. And my session was Zoom bombed by a ginormous number of people who said awful things and shared awful things and changed their names. They did look like they were K-State students. They went through the directory and found real people's names, so we couldn't tell until they did horrible things. And it really changes the way I do Zooming. And I know our conference wasn't a meeting, but I have heard from other people that they've had meeting Zoom bomb. So I imagine anything we talk about will apply. Have you been Zoom bomb?
I have not, but I also wanted to say that I'm really sorry that happened to you, Tara, and that I appreciate you sharing your experience, even though it might be really triggering to go back through those memories. Mm. And I'm hoping that our listeners will take some good lessons from what you have learned from going through this.
Yeah, definitely learn through experience, through our experience. Hopefully you will never have to go through this, but anything we talk about will be helpful for in other ways. I will start with, I didn't actually have a guide on how to prevent this from happening, and I feel really vulnerable for that reason. Do you have a guide on how to prevent this from happening?
Yes. So my university had a Zoom bombing situation very early on in the pandemic. I didn't personally experience it, but that meant that we received a lot of Zoom bombing training to the point where I'm now quite paranoid. I have done a lot of things that I probably might not have done if I hadn't received that training. So something that we received training on was to password protect meetings. And we can also require authenticated users only.
I love that. And I would add that not only training, but if you worry about this, maybe do some role playing. That would have been really great for me. Our conference was open. Anyone in the community could have participated. So we maybe didn't want it password protected. But in retrospect, I would ask people to register so they could get a unique link and definitely do authenticated users. One of the benefits to that is it will allow you in the Zoom settings to go through and see who entered your room and at what time. What are some other things that you would recommend?
I also really like when I am in charge of setting up a Zoom link, meeting, what have you. I like having a wait room feature on my Zoom meetings. It can be more frustrating because you really have to pay attention. If someone is in the waiting room, you have to let them in. I think something that might help that is if you can designate a person as maybe your co-host who will keep an eye on the waiting room. But I think that really helps with making sure whoever is supposed to be in the meeting, you can kind of pre-scan them from the waiting room.
Yes, I wish we had done that. We created a waiting room 3 minutes into the Zoom bombing, but because we hadn't planned it in advance, the tech support and I were trying to do it while I was trying to maintain a professional pose as I was trying to lead this discussion. So definitely having someone listed who their job is to be the gatekeeping. And I think that if you send, if you have some ground rules in advance, you can share that with people, and then the gatekeeper can ask when they come in. So it could be unmute your screen or what's your name, what's your affiliation, something like that, the way you might do in a real conference where people have to show certification.
Yeah, I think those are great examples of ways to help even before the meeting gets started or the event.
Yeah, I will say one of the hardest parts for me was what to do in the middle of the Zoom bombing. And now, you know, hindsight is 2020. One of the things I would do is stop the event, depending on how many people. If it's one person, it's really easy to kick that person out. I was getting bombed by the majority of the people in the room. What I would do is say, I'm going to end this meeting and ask you all to come back. So I would kick everyone out of the room and then have them come back because that's an extra line. So if your goal is to just cause havoc, it might not be worth coming back. And then you or the person who is in charge of gatekeeping can ask everyone to verify who they are. In retrospect, one of the clues is the people were getting names from our directory, but all the names were lowercase. And the default usually, from my experience in Zoom, is people's names are you know, title case. So the first letter would have been uppercase. So going through and kicking those people out, asking them to verify when they came back would have helped a lot. I also, in the moment, did not acknowledge we were being Zoom bombed. I was in shock and I was like, gotta be professional. I would say, I'm so sorry. How are you feeling? Because the things that were shared were pretty ugly. And I know I was shook. So I imagine that the other people in the room who were there legitimately would have been shook as well. So taking space to acknowledge it and being willing to discard the original intent of the meeting or the event, I think is okay and probably better for everyone's mental and emotional health.
Yeah, that must be so challenging to try to be on and have a professional presence and then also have something like that happen. Are there other things you would recommend listeners do if they're in a situation like this?
One of the things people tend to default when they don't have training is perhaps to be silent. One thing that really upset me was this terrible thing happened, and the only people who said something to me were the people who also had it happen to them. So if something like this happens, be public about it. You don't have to make a big deal, but if you have a Zoom bombing in a department meeting, the next time you are all together, say, hey, we had this terrible thing happen and I want to give some space to talk about it. First off, it was wrong. And here are the ways it's wrong in case people aren't sure. And I know that sort of feels like you're being a parent taking to task a child who knows better. You should not assume people know better. And don't be degrading about it, but just say, this is why it was upsetting. Because if you've never experienced it or you've witnessed it and didn't realize something that was said or done was wrong, you might have to have it pointed out. I think there's also some value in sharing resources. So if your university or your library has a person who fills like the HR role or is that, I don't want to say unofficial therapist because that's a really heavy job, but if there is resources, direct them there. It seems like it's a minor deal. Oh, you had someone who was mean in a meeting. It is, Zoom bombing can be pretty offensive and pretty painful. So like provide resources, give people space and make a statement to let people know it wasn't cool and it shouldn't happen again.
Thank you so much for sharing with our listeners, Tara. We would also love to hear from folks if they have had this happen to them, if you have suggestions for how to protect meetings, how to keep Zoom bombers out, and we would love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening. This is Tara Coleman.
And I'm Carissa Powell.
Peace out, friends.
Bye.